Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and today I'm joined in studio by Alex Meyer. She's the chairman of the Free Now Foundation out of California that's fighting for the freedom of children and adults and everybody when it comes to health freedom. And so I want to welcome you to the studio here, Alex. Great to have you in studio today.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's great to be in studio for the first time.
That's true. You haven't been ever on camera in this studio
before. No, I had a tour of your facility a while ago, but this is my first time on camera in your studio.
Well, very cool. You're always welcome. Thanks for joining me today.
It's my pleasure.
And you brought a presentation.
I did.
So tell us a little bit. Well, first of all, introduce the Free Now Foundation, which is, as I understand it, based in California.
Yes.
So yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, Free Now Foundation was founded a few months ago in California, but it's the continuation of the same work we've been doing for about 3 years. And we are fighting the medical police state that's trying to take hold in California. And the other state would probably be New York. And once they get those two footholds, they'll fill in the rest of the United States. So we're going to continue with our lawsuits to make sure that the medical police state does not get that foothold in California. And we're also going to continue filing lawsuits to prevent the government from being in between two key relationships, which is the parent-child relationship and the doctor-patient relationship.
How do you stand living in California as the medical police state? I mean, I don't mean to be insulting. California is a beautiful place, amazing people there. And we're so grateful that you're there doing this in this fight. But I see here in Texas, I see so many people fleeing California, coming to Texas, and they're like, I'm done. I just can't stand it any longer. It is crazy there in some ways, right?
It is pretty crazy still in California. There's still a lot of masked people. They're still driving their cars in one mask or maybe even two masks. And there's still a state of fear in a lot of ways. And the reason I'm there is because I do love the state. My kids come back to California in between their semesters at college. And I'm here to fight in California. And until this fight's done, I think I'm going to stay in California.
Wow. Well, we're glad that you're fighting there. Now, you brought a presentation to show us. Oh, but first let me give out your website. FreeNowFoundation.org is the website. And what do we have here?
Just oh, that's some video of the Golden Gate Bridge protest that we did. I think that was November 2021. And that was a really successful protest. We got probably 12 mainstream media stories out of that one, which is just incredible because nobody wants to print anything that we do unless you're the type of media that you have.
Alternative media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So a lot of things going on there. And now then you have a presentation. What's the title of this presentation?
The presentation I'm going to give is about what I call the supra emergency, which is not a real term. That's my term for how they took emergency law and bastardized it to lock us down and override our Bill of Rights to control us.
Okay.
And I also call this the how done it of COVID as opposed to the who done it of COVID.
The how done it. So how they were able to lock everybody down and control everybody and psychologically terrorize the population, essentially?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I have an MBA in management strategy and finance, and so I can make strategy, but I can also deconstruct strategy. So this is me deconstructing their narrative.
Okay. All right. Very cool. How about this? You're in control of the presentation. It's on my laptop here, but you control it. Okay. Walk us through it. But I just want to tell the audience, this is not the whole thing. Like, you have a full video of this on your organization's website, right?
That's right. We'll be skipping a bunch of slides for the sake of time, but the entire presentation is going to be on freenowfoundation.org.
Okay. All right. But for today, you're just going to get a small taste of it, folks. So
right.
Let's just jump into that and go for it. And okay. I'll just interrupt whenever it's inappropriate.
Okay, perfect. Only inappropriate.
Only inappropriate, exactly, okay. Yes.
Okay, so this is basically a deconstruction of how they locked us down. So this
That's
is
you.
Me. I just want everybody to know where I came from because I was a healthy person until I got 6 vaccines before I went on a family vacation. And as you can see, in 1996, I'm sitting there to the right in that photo with 3 people and I've got a full face. You know, I'm a skier. I'm, you know, a swimmer. I'm a tennis player. I'm a hiker. And that was the year I got 6 vaccines that disabled me and gave me brain damage. And then you can see the photo in 1999. That's me a mere 3 years later. I think I'd lost about 20 pounds because I was nauseated 24/7. And I was told to avoid the sun because I'd been diagnosed with lupus. And it was all because of a vaccine injury. And then the final picture is me last year.
Well, 2021.
Yeah, or 2 years ago now.
Okay.
I need a new picture.
No, it's fine. People can see you now.
Yes.
Okay. All right, great.
So first, I like to take people through what I call the 7 levels of COVID fraud, just so you can see how they constructed this. And every level is dependent on the one below it. And this is an overview. I don't expect you to actually read this slide. I'm going to take you through each level one by one. And again, this is going to be abbreviated because the whole presentation is going to be on freenowfoundation.org. But here are the 7 levels. They started out, they knew they were going to have to get rid of SARS-CoV-2 treatments. They had to knock those out, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
So that's the bottom level.
That's the bottom level. Okay. Yeah, and every block on top of another block is dependent on all the ones below it.
I see.
So this was actually a strategic exercise we did with our legal team, and it actually led to some cases that were very strategically oriented to knock out the emergency at the highest leverage point.
I see.
So to expend the fewest resources and have the highest impact, in other words. So next, they had to manipulate all the data. And then on top of that, they did this PCR test, which is easily manipulable. On top of that, they changed the reporting standard. And then they got to the first level they really wanted, which was this initial population control. And then level 6 is, here come the vaccines to save the day. And then finally, they are still going for level 7, which is the full population control. I call what happened to us medical police state version 0.5, because they're coming back. Version 1, 2, 3, and 4 is going to come, because they're not done with us yet.
Well, wait a second. Number 5 here, initial population control. Do you mean controlling people's thoughts and ideas, or are you talking about population reduction at that point?
I believe it's both.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think they brainwashed a lot of people. They've created 3 generations of germaphobes now, for example.
Right.
They'll never not be germaphobes. And the opposite thing happened to me. I started fighting people over the biome when something fell on the floor, because I learned so much about germs.
Right. Right. Okay.
I'm going to start with this slide straight from a CDC advisory committee called ACIP. And these were the 4 standards they needed to get an emergency use authorization product on the market. And this is really important for the foundation of the emergency. Block 1 relates to the 4th one here that I have in a red box. And it's the 4 A's. It's no adequate, approved, or available alternative.
Yeah, we did stories about this.
Yeah.
How they downplayed everything that worked because that was necessary for them to declare the emergency.
Exactly. So if there's any drug that worked against COVID or any vaccine, no EUA products could be on the market anymore.
Right.
So
and that's why they had to attack ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and everything else.
Correct.
And even vitamin D.
Exactly. So that you're leading us right into my first slide of the blocks.
I have like mental powers to see your presentation
ahead
of time.
You do. Well, you know the topic so well.
Okay.
And then I boxed the first one too, because that's block 2 is this declaration of the emergency by the Secretary of the HHS. He had to declare and maintain a state of emergency. And so that meant variants and more variants and scariants, as we like to call them.
Right. Scariants.
Yeah. So there's that block 1 is really about denying treatments, all those treatments.
Right.
And block 2 is this manipulated data. They did a bunch of things to show that there was a pandemic when there wasn't really one.
Such as getting people killed in the hospitals and then counting them as COVID deaths.
Correct. Actually, that's a different block. That's actually the manipulated PCR data, because you have to diagnose somebody with COVID before you can kill them.
Oh, okay. How about claiming there's no flu anymore and it's all COVID?
Yes.
That's block 2?
That's actually block 4.
Oh, okay. Sorry, yeah. I'm getting ahead.
It's okay. So this manipulated data, this kicked off the emergency. This was to manipulate the population into believing there was actually an emergency coming. And Gates and MasterCard actually paid the WHO $50 million the day before they declared it a pandemic.
So it was just a payoff.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, like here's $50 million, declare a pandemic.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's how the world really works.
Yeah. Exactly. And then they have this Gates-funded agency at the University of Washington. It's called the IHME. It's like International Health and Medical Metrics, something like that. Anyway, they paid a guy there to make a projection just for the United States to scare people about how many deaths there'd be from COVID in the United States. Huh. And then everybody remembers the guy named Ferguson from the UK who did that other model saying that 2 million people were going to die.
Right.
And so that's how they kicked off the emergency.
Okay.
Level 3 is this PCR test. It is crazy. There's so many things wrong with the PCR test. I'm going to have to probably skip the slide about that just for the sake of time.
No, but our audience, I think, is very familiar with the PCR fraud.
Yes.
They can turn up the cycle thresholds and get whatever result they want.
Yeah, but it's not just the cycle threshold. As you just stated, they were not testing for the flu. So they were creating a lot of cases of diagnostic substitution.
Ah.
So where'd the flu go?
Right.
They became COVID cases.
Exactly.
There's also something called sequencing. That's the FDA gold standard if you have a PCR positive. And Dr. Sinhong Lee actually wrote the FDA and said, why aren't we sequencing our positive results? and they never started sequencing, even though he pointed out that they weren't using their gold standard.
Uh-huh.
And when we did see sequenced data from a Kaiser study, 91% of PCR positives were false positives.
And they never had an isolated standard to calibrate the PCR instruments, by the way.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we did.
That's part of level one, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, multiple levels here. All
exactly.
Right, what are we up to here now?
Well, so now we have the PCR test, so we have these faked cases, and now we have to also manipulate the reporting of the deaths, the hospitalizations, and the cases themselves. And so what they did is they changed the death reporting standard on the death certificates. They put out two memos that didn't have the scrutiny of any public review time at all, and they said that you had to list COVID as the cause of death, even if it was not the proximate cause of death. So they were manipulating that as well. So, and then level five, everybody knows, because we all experienced it. This was the initial population control, the lockdowns, the masking, the 6 feet apart,
right,
and all that stuff. And then everybody's scared because we've got these visual reminders with the masks that
right,
there's something scary going on. And then they come in to save the day with the vaccines, which is level six. And, you know, we could do a deep dive on that one. This presentation does not go on a deep dive about the COVID vaccine dangers and the lack of efficacy. But just know this, that the efficacy that they put out of 95%, that was based on relative risk.
Right, right.
Absolute
total
risk.
Total lie. Yeah.
Total lie. Absolute risk was less than 0.5%.
Yep.
They were totally ineffective. And then, you know, they're going to come back, as I said, they're trying for medical police state version 1, 2, 3, and 4 until they get what they want, which I believe is population reduction and control over the people who are left with social credit scores.
So let me ask you this, Alex. They rolled all this out with COVID. They had a lot of success in getting compliance from people. Shocking degree of success. But since then, since that initial quote success with obedient people, there's been a lot of backlash against it, right? So in order for them to pull this off for the next pandemic, wouldn't they have to have something way scarier than COVID?
I've been thinking about that. What do you think it's going to be? Not to put you on the spot.
Well, I think it's going to be a chimeric bioweapon involving hemorrhagic viral components. Like, people are going to bleed out.
Like the Marburg virus that they say is
right,
related to Ebola?
Exactly. But also combined with aerosolized HIV, essentially, right?
Yes.
So I think it's going to be a chimeric, but that's my opinion. I was asking you, though, I mean, how do you think they're going to, they have to turn up the emergency, in essence, in people's
right,
minds. Because a lot of people now are going to say, oh, we've already been through that crap, and, you know, COVID was a giant fraud. So how are they going to convince those people to be afraid again?
Well, some people think it's going to be aliens.
Really?
Well, because then the whole world is scared of aliens, and then we need a new world government, new world order to unite against the aliens.
Well, it's interesting.
I'm not saying that's going to happen. That's what people say.
Okay, but the Navy's like talking about UFOs now where they never would before. That's interesting.
Well, you can see the narrative rolling out. It's always the tail wagging the dog. So if you see a media narrative kind of trickling out and then intensifying, they're up to something.
Yeah, well, most definitely, but... Okay, we don't have to focus on that. I'm just thinking they have to pull off something, you know, way more psychologically traumatizing to people to get the next level of compliance.
That's right.
I mean, it could be a false flag. It could be, for example, I saw articles the other day where they were going to, they're saying that extreme right-wing people are going to take down the national power grid.
Yes.
Which is insane. You know, first of all, I'm pretty sure that conservatives like electricity too, for one thing. Right. I mean, if anything, it's more people on the left that don't want air conditioning to work or, you know, power grids to function or coal-fired power plants to run. Right.
Right. Yeah. They're dialing up that narrative, too.
Right.
It's so great that the power goes out because we're saving the environment every time it happens.
Right. Right. So if the power grid goes down, I'm thinking, well, they kind of pre-announced that they're going to do that. But how could they use that to then gain compliance? What do they do? Just claim, oh, we're under attack and martial law time or what?
Well, yeah, I think concentration camps or, you know, the equivalent of whatever they call them these days are going to look pretty good. When you have no electricity, you have no food, no water, you're going to want to wander into one of those places because you're going to get all those things there.
Wow. Okay. I'm not going anywhere near those places, obviously.
No, I'm not either.
But a lot of people may be desperate and hungry.
Exactly.
And cold or hot or whatever the case may be. Okay. Interesting. Let's continue with your presentation. What do you have next?
I'm going to keep going here. So this is where I get into fraud level six. This is how they created this thing. I call it a supra emergency out of emergency law. There's no such thing as a supra emergency. That's my term. But this is what they did to force vaccination on people, to make people scared and force them into it. So first of all, everybody probably knows they changed the definition of vaccine during COVID. And it no longer provides immunity, it provides protection. So I'm just going to skip through these slides.
Right. It doesn't have to prevent infections or transmission.
Nope.
No.
No.
And in other words, it's not a vaccine.
So in this presentation, I want everybody to put on their hat and think like you're a vaccine maker. What do you want for your product? You want full liability protection. You want a product you can never get sued for. You can
kill
the whole
world. So they
have to
put on the childhood immunization schedule.
Correct. And when I first started giving this presentation, they had not put it on the childhood immunization schedule yet. Now they have. Yeah. And the end of the presentation shows what they've did. They've done like a bait and switch now. And look, I'll just fast forward to the end just for this part of our talk. Right now, the only shot on the schedule is an emergency use authorization shot. It's a bivalent COVID shot. Uh-huh. Just the Moderna, just the Pfizer. Okay? Mm-hmm. That shouldn't be on there. A shot needs to be fully approved before getting on the children's schedule, but they got the original COVID shots on that schedule because the Pfizer shot was approved only for ages 12 to 18. And that got all the COVID shots on the children's schedule. Now they've pulled the original shots and the only thing left is this EUA bivalent booster, and that's what's on the children's schedule now.
They played all kinds of games with this.
Super emergency.
I mean, if anybody else acted that way as a corporation, you know, for example, with your accounting, mm-hmm. you know, you'd be charged with financial crimes.
Correct.
So, but the FDA does this, which is clearly criminal, and they get away with it because it's all part of the agenda that you're talking about here.
That's right.
Stunning. Okay.
It is. And as we just talked about with that FDA slide, they had to have the emergency continuing to keep rolling out these shots, and they could not have any early treatments because then every EUA product had to come off the market. So if ivermectin were endorsed by the HHS or CDC as something that helped COVID, then not only would the shots have to come off the market, the masks and the testing would all have to come off the market too, because those are also EUA and related to this emergency.
Wow. Okay.
And the really important thing, everybody still needs to keep this stuff in mind. There's a difference between the words authorized and approved. Whenever you see the word authorized, that means it's emergency use authorized. Approved means it's fully approved by the FDA, and that's also called licensed, or something called the BLA, which is the Biologic License Agreement. So there's a huge difference between authorized and approved.
Yeah, they try to confuse people and say, oh, it's authorized by the FDA.
Right.
People think that means approved.
Correct.
Like it's gone through clinical trials, but it hasn't.
Yeah, and even their websites about Comirnaty and Spikevax say authorized. They don't say approved.
Right.
It's crazy. So I wanted to show you guys this just to sum up the benefits of each stage of authorization versus approval. So this first, the first line says emergency use authorization, and I'm comparing them in terms of liability versus mandates. So if you have an EUA product, you have no liability, which the vaccine manufacturers love. And remember, we're thinking like a vaccine manufacturer, but it's illegal to mandate your product. So that's a bummer. So you can't make anybody take it, Mike. So what do? You want to get a product approved so that it can be mandated. But then you have a problem too, because then you have liability if you kill or hurt someone. So what do? You make up a new definition. Luckily they were relying on something called, where they said that the vaccines were actually interchangeable. The authorized versus the approved were interchangeable. Uh-huh. A judge shot that down, so they couldn't actually use it. But still, what they did, I put a line in the middle here, this new chimera, they bastardized this whole thing. They kept an EUA product on the market and a licensed product that actually wasn't on the market.
Wow.
So that they could have liability and mandates together.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've really parsed how they pulled these shenanigans to achieve this legal immunity with the mandate.
Correct. They should not have been able to achieve that.
And they had to use children in order to get this done.
They had to use our children as pawns. Yes.
Children who had no risk of COVID.
Correct.
Have been used as pawns, as you say. And who knows how many children are now injured for life.
Right.
Or killed in order to get this pushed onto everybody else.
Right. Children died, quote unquote, saving grandma because they had to get this shot on the children's schedule.
Wow.
And when they get it on the children's schedule, and by the way, I'm going to go over this again right now. The only shot that was actually fully approved in children was Pfizer, only for ages 12 to 18. And that got the COVID shots on the schedule. And when they get that, then they can have a fully licensed product that you can also mandate. That has no liability.
Wow. No liability. Think
about
that.
No liability.
And oh my goodness. Yeah, this is straight up criminal behavior.
So Children's Health Defense and a lot of other organizations, they did sue the FDA over this improper approval of the Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine.
Yeah.
And so let's, again, we're going to think like vaccine manufacturers. How do you mandate an EUA product when it's illegal? So they love emergency use authorization products. We've already gone over this, so I'm going to skip this. You have a huge liability shield, and you can't be sued, but that means if you're injured, you have to apply to the CICP, which is an injury compensation program, where only 3% of claims historically have ever been covered. And I think they've only awarded 3 COVID claims.
Yeah, so it's all rigged.
Yeah.
Completely rigged against you.
Exactly.
Yep.
Emergency use vaccines are called investigational, which is a synonym for experimental, and the word experimental ties it to the Nuremberg Code. The Nuremberg Code is not a law. It's an international code. It is codified into a lot of U.S. laws, and you can't mandate EUA products. You have to always have the right to refuse without suffering consequences, and this is a really big deal. Consequences is actually the word of the year. Because consequences was actually defined in the one case that relates to EUA products, and this was Doe versus Rumsfeld. This is a military case over the anthrax vaccine. And this anthrax vaccine was EUA, or also called an IND, in investigational new drug. It was developed for skin contact anthrax, not inhalation anthrax. And one of the troops named Major Bates noticed that 5% of his troops were getting really sick after getting this anthrax vaccine. And so he brought a case. He eventually won. And this went to the Supreme Court 2 or 3 times, and it was upheld every time. The military could not mandate an EUA product.
Wow.
Period.
Not even onto soldiers.
Nope. And the really important part of this case, as relates to what happened to us during lockdowns, is that the definition of the word consequences, according to this only case on this, is that it's medical consequences only. If you don't want a vaccine that's preventative, you might get that condition. That's it. Just a possible medical consequence, assuming the vaccine even works, okay?
But now then they took this into the realm where the real world consequences are economic. You might lose your job, lose your license. No, it's okay, it's okay.
I just hit Mike accidentally.
you might lose, I mean, you might be censored. You might be deplatformed.
Correct.
Debanked.
Correct.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so they redefined the word consequences again illegally. And I'm gonna go through this slide. So this is how they redefine the word consequences. This is not legal. They did something called a slip opinion. Biden mandated it through the Department of Justice, the DOJ. Again, it's called a slip opinion. It came out in July of 2021. And this is a tortured opinion piece that redefined the word consequences to include punitive consequences for not getting an EUA vaccine, like job loss.
Wow.
And it means nothing. This is just a statement from the DOJ. This didn't go through any court, but it held a lot of weight because it came out of the DOJ. And I don't know how these people sleep at night, because get this. They also said that the right to accept or refuse an EUA product is purely informational.
I don't follow.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
So they said that twice in this document. That means you can read that for an EUA product, you have the right to accept or refuse it, but it's purely informational. You can't act on it.
What?
Yes.
That you still have to obey?
Yes.
So you have the right to say you reject it, but you can't actually physically reject it?
Correct.
What?
Yes. You can read it. It said it twice in there. It's purely informational.
This is insane.
It's totally insane.
Talk about overreach of rogue government. But you see, Alex, this smacks of the desperation.
Yes.
That clearly this is like a global genocide program, where they're trying to achieve human depopulation. That's why they have to bend all the rules and twist all the words to push this so aggressively. Doesn't it just explain how desperate they are?
Yes, and you're going right to where I want people to go, because if this were really a play for just the vaccine manufacturers to make a whole lot of money on vaccines, why would they have done all this?
No, it's not just
about
money.
This is much bigger than money for the vaccine makers,
right.
Much bigger, and
clearly.
This proves it. Okay. So Biden directed the DOJ to do that slip opinion because that informed OSHA. And OSHA, for a while, was saying it was legal to mandate vaccines for the workplace.
That's right.
But the Supreme Court shot that down.
Eventually, but it took a while.
It took a while. But they did shoot it down. And I think their opinion is really interesting. So this is an article showing that it was shot down by the Supreme Court. And I'm going to just go to the one here that I think is the most interesting statement they said. I'm going to go to the last one here. They literally said vaccines are not like other workplace requirements because vaccination cannot be undone at the end of the workday. So it's outside right. of the purview of OSHA that can only mandate things that affect you in the workplace.
Wow.
Yeah. So there were...
And by the way, if it I don't mean to make this political, but if it wasn't for Trump's nominations to the Supreme Court, that decision wouldn't have come down.
That's a fantastic point.
Right?
Yes.
But do you recall what was the vote on that one?
I don't.
Well, I'm sure some of our listeners will know.
I think it was close. I'm kind of remembering 5-4, but I'm not totally sure either.
Yeah, I don't recall that one either. But the makeup of the Supreme Court is absolutely critical to protecting our rights.
Yes, people listen up. It is so critical because I think Mike's exactly right. That decision never would have happened, and we probably would still have workplace mandates right now.
Yeah, just to have your job, you'd have to agree to be injected.
Exactly.
With these shots that are maiming and killing people. Okay.
So they have to keep these shots on the market, even though OSHA can't mandate them. So I'm back to this slide. So we're going to skip over this because we just did it. But I do want to point out that if you have an emergency use product, it's a four-legged stool. It can't stand on three legs. It can't stand on two legs. It cannot stand on one leg. You have to meet all four of the standards as set forth by the FDA. So you have to have this extended emergency. You can't have any alternatives. That's why I put those in red, because those are the most important to keep these things on the market. And then the standard for effectiveness, this is crazy. It only has to be 30 to 50% effective. And the 30% comes from the fact that the confidence interval, it's a statistical term, can go down to 30% effective and still be considered, you know, effective.
And this is why they had to falsely claim it's 95% effective.
Correct. They couldn't go with 0.5% because that would not have met this standard.
Right.
And just so everybody knows, to get a regular vaccine, and I put that in quote, approved, it has to be 70% effective.
But again, that's relative risk.
Correct. Also. Relative risk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So in real world terms, taking a vaccine exposes you to 100% of the risks and only a very tiny chance of any benefit.
Correct.
No matter who you are.
Yeah. And you're stuck paying out of pocket if you're injured.
Right.
Or if
exactly.
You lose a loved, God forbid you die or lose a loved one, it's even worse. But paying out of pocket.
Or if you're disabled and you can't work and then, right?
You
lose a lifetime of income.
I lived that. My MBA became worthless when I became disabled and brain damaged by my vaccines. And let me tell everybody out there, it costs $50,000 a year out of pocket if you are vaccine injured. Listen up. Do not take the risk unless you've done your research.
Wow. Okay.
So we already went over that. Okay. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Comirnaty. And was Comirnaty ever on the market? This is a really good question.
Right.
How are we doing on timing?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Keep going.
I want everybody to know what Comirnaty is. Comirnaty was supposed to be the fully approved brand name of the Pfizer shot. And the fully approved brand name of the Moderna shot is Spikevax, or I should say was Spikevax, because both these shots have now come off the market. But I'm going to show you, I don't believe personally these shots were actually ever approved based on their biologic license agreement language.
Wow.
Yeah. So watch this. So a lot of people had these questions. They wanted this liability protection. The race that I have here in the headline is the race to get on the children's schedule. That gives them liability protection for a fully approved product. So Comirnaty was very confusing. Was it fully approved? I don't know. We're going to look at the evidence right now. Was it on the market or quote unquote available? That's a very important word, as we learned earlier. If it had been available, what would have happened? All EUA products would have had to come off the market.
Okay, right.
You know, it's a fully approved,
because
available,
this would be available. Right.
An alternative. It's an alternative. Well, it wouldn't have been an alternative then. It would have been like the treatment.
It would have been the treatment, right?
Yep. And was it actually interchangeable with the Pfizer shot? That got shot down by a judge, as I showed you earlier. And did it make COVID shot mandates legal? And the answer to the last one is no. If we all drive 100 miles an hour on the freeway, are we going to magically see the signs change just because everybody is breaking the law? No, those signs are going to say 65 or whatever the speed limit is. Mass violation of the law does not make something legal. So what happened was we had this unprecedented approval to both license the Comirnaty shot, saying that it's interchangeable with the Pfizer shot, so that mandates would be legally supported, and retain the vaccine's liability shield by designating it EUA at the very same time.
Wow.
So it was actually licensed to be manufactured and introduced into interstate commerce, but I don't believe it was licensed to be given to anyone, and I'm going to tell you why. This is in the BLA, the Biologic License Approval Agreement language, okay? This is literally in here. This is in the pediatric section. I'm going to show you next the Spikevax one to show you this is not a mistake. This is buried in the pediatric section, and it says this product is, quote, ready for approval for use in individuals 16 years of age and older. So why does it say individuals in the pediatric section? And why does it say ready for approval in the approval document?
That means it's not yet approved.
Correct. My opinion. Nobody knows. It's my opinion too. So even the Comirnaty fact sheet, Comirnaty was the fully approved one. The fact sheet said it was EUA. And they said it's interchangeable, it's legally distinct from the non-brand name one, the Pfizer one. And it said you had the choice to accept or refuse the product. Did anybody have that choice?
But let me just step back for a second. The only reason the FDA gets away with this is because the DOJ refuses to prosecute them for these clear violations.
That's right.
So we have collusion between the DOJ, the FDA, the NIAID under Fauci, the NIH, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Massive collusion of a criminal government to protect the other branches of the same criminal government.
Correct.
With the overall goal to achieve extinction or global extermination of some billions of human beings.
That's what I think. Yes.
That's clear to me too.
Yeah. This is not just for them to make money.
But Alex, I mean, first of all, this is stunning stuff. Very fascinating. But I just want to say, if this is their goal, they clearly haven't achieved what they set out to achieve yet.
Not yet.
Right? They have, by many estimates, like Dr. David Martin says, 600 million people globally have been either maimed or disabled or killed by the vaccine, right? So we're talking 0.6 billion so far. Well, they want to exterminate 7.5 billion people.
That's what I've heard.
Right? So they're not very far along in terms of the globalist milestones of eliminating human beings. So what does that mean? Like, well, what's next?
Right. That's why we call it medical police state version 0.5, because they're coming back with version 1, 2, 3, and 4 until they get what they want.
Which is probably 7.5 billion people dead.
Right. Right.
And this is the template for how they're going to do it.
Correct.
Wow.
This is it.
Are you protecting your personal safety?
Oh yeah, I'm armed. I have an attack dog. Yeah, I have
I have an attack dog.
Yeah, I know you do.
He's over there.
Can he come up here again?
He messes with the laptop because he's not very careful around cables and computers.
Oh, okay.
But we could. I mean, he might mess things up here.
Okay.
Let's leave him where he is.
Yeah, I have a 7-foot fence. I have alarms. I have cameras. An attack dog, and I'm armed. So. You know.
Okay. Well,
I'm doing the best
I can. You're doing all the right things.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to keep going here. I'm going to skip this slide. There's just more detail on Comirnaty. This is a just incredible screenshot from the FDA. Okay. This screenshot's from March 2022. And this shows that even though the Comirnaty brand name vaccine of the Pfizer BioNTech, again, the brand name for Pfizer BioNTech was supposed to be Comirnaty. This is supposed to be the fully approved product that was ready to ship and inject into people. In August 2021, this FDA screenshot says that it's not orderable. Almost a year later, it's not orderable. Yet they're using this as a way to mandate shots on us.
Right.
But you can't get it.
Right. You can't get the one that's approved, but they force you to take the one that's not.
Exactly.
That's EUA.
Exactly. Yeah, and they said that they had too much supply of the EUA version. They needed to use those up first.
Well.
So I'm going to show you that the Spikevax, which is Moderna's brand name product, they did the exact same thing in the EUA. So I'm going to skip this. So in the BLA. So I'm going to go to this next one.
What a name, Spikevax. I mean, it's an admission.
Exactly.
This is the spike protein.
Yeah.
You're going to get hit with this if you take this injection.
Yeah.
They're not even hiding it.
It's the dangerous protein, and we're going to teach your cells how to make it for we don't know how long.
Right. Exactly. Your body's going to be turned into a spike protein factory.
Right. And it does shed onto other people who are not vaccinated, and I get shed on quite often and have a lot of symptoms.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful who you're around, you know?
Exactly.
Don't be around jab takers.
Right.
Or wear a shirt. Don't shed on me.
Exactly. You know? It's like I need that shirt.
Second Amendment plus. Okay.
So here's this language again in the pediatric section. It's the same as for Comirnaty. It says the product, Spikevax, is ready for approval for use in adults and the pediatric studies have not been completed.
Wow.
Does this sound like an approval for something that's ready to be injected into people?
Nope.
Not to me either. Okay, so we think like a vaccine maker. I'm going to summarize this now. They want to extend the emergency as long as possible. They need to block early treatment. They have to maintain the EUA, which are the original shots, and they have to get fake approvals for Comirnaty and Spikevax, but never put them on the market officially. Because if they're on the market, then that's an adequate available alternative, and all EUA products would have had to come off the market. They need liability protection and mandates at the same time. They want the shot in the children's schedule. They needed to remove the original shots from the market after the emergency ends, and they had to swap in the bivalent EUA once the emergency's over. And they did all that.
Wow.
And so here's, this is a summary.
What
I don't know if
blueprint.
Anybody's gonna be able to see this on camera.
Yeah,
but in
can
the top red line, that's the emergency. And the tour of this little spreadsheet is, these are the dates across the top. I've got 2020, 2021, 2022, and part of 2023, and the months. So you can kind of see how long they did each of these things. So they declared the emergency about a year later. We have the original shots come in, and that's that light blue line underneath the red one.
Yeah.
And then they come in with the brand name shots that aren't released on the market in the middle of 2021. And then this weird thing happens in the middle of 2022, Mike. In June of 2022, this little blue line right there, Comirnaty appeared briefly in Juneau, Alaska at a military base.
Oh, right.
They shipped 10 boxes. They shipped 6 boxes of 10 vials each. They shipped 60 doses. Why? I don't know. Because they were trying to keep it off the market. Even though it was at the military base, it wasn't widely available, mm-hmm. so it didn't break that standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that was a slip-up on their part.
Exactly. And then one of the troops there noticed that it wasn't manufactured in an approved facility. It was actually manufactured in a different country than it was supposed to be manufactured in.
Interesting.
For that batch. And then they came in, what's this line? The Florida judge comes in and says, oh, you know what? Even though you've got, you know, Comirnaty and Spikevax on the market and those are supposedly to be licensed, they're actually not fully interchangeable with the original EUA shots. So what do? The next month, they come out with the bivalent shots. They just like walk away from the whole original shot thing and come out with the bivalence at that point. Then in about February or March, February 2023, they get what they wanted, they use our children as pawns and put the original shots on the children's schedule only because Pfizer was quote unquote approved for ages 12 to 18.
Wow.
Then they end the emergency and immediately the bivalent shots are on the children's schedule. How about that?
Wow.
So, I mean, I think that's all I'll do.
Perfectly executed and with execution being the correct word here.
Yes, double entendre is horrible.
Yeah, exactly. Let me go back to your main website, freenowfoundation.org. You're going to have the full presentation. You have a full video of this for those who want to see more details about this. We only went through, you know, a few of the slides, actually.
Yeah, probably half.
Okay, so there's a lot more, and you have more detailed explanations. What are your conclusions after all of this? You know, you've pieced this together. You've been doing some sleuthing on this. Good job, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Really investigating this.
I'm a compulsive researcher.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, clearly, you put it all together here. So what does this mean? What's your takeaway from this?
Well, we've gone over some of the takeaways, but I'll summarize it and say they're coming back. They didn't accomplish everything they wanted, except maybe to test to see how compliant we were. And you know, everybody knows about the Milgram experiments where people were giving fake electric shocks to people in the experiment, and 65% of people would do it. They would go up to a lethal dose, even though, like, these Confederates, as they call them, were screaming with a fake electric shock saying, you're going to kill me.
Right.
And 65% of people still did it. 35% of people, like you and me, and probably, I'm sure, 100% of your audience, wouldn't do it.
They said no. Right.
So we need to grow that number of people. Because we need critical mass. Next time they come, we need more and more people to say no. And we cannot participate in anything that's going to be part of the medical police state. Do not participate. Don't use face ID. You know, don't get a real ID. That's going to be the platform for your vaccine record and the social credit score. You know, look around you and everything they have that makes you think it's going to be more convenient for you, it's a sales job. Like 5G. That's a sales job. That's not more convenient for you. That's for the internet of robots. That's for the internet of things. That's right. For the internet of us to control our movements.
But what you're saying here about the Milgram experiments is really critical, because roughly 2/3 of the population is willing to press a button to kill another person if they believe that doing so is following orders of, quote, authority figures.
Correct. That's what that experiment was about. It's
exactly.
A post-World
War II
study.
It's about authority.
Mm-hmm.
And so the FDA and the Biden administration and so on, they push this appearance of authority. They silence all other opposing views through censorship by colluding with big tech to achieve censorship via proxy. And then they can order the compliant two-thirds of the country to literally engage in the extermination of the one-third who are not compliant.
That's right.
Good thing the one-third are armed.
That's right. That's what, because we are all armed, aren't we? The one-third.
I mean, for self-defense, you know, and that self-defense, it may be that there are some, you know, quote, community organizing, you know, quarantine compliance officers that come to your house and want to take you and throw you in a death camp because they're following orders. Like that's, some of that has already happened actually around the world.
That's right.
And a lot of people went along with that.
Yeah, and still in New York, there's still a, what's it called, a regulation that Governor Hochul is trying to push through about, it's a public health regulation where if you're suspected, and you don't have to be tested, you just have to be suspected of having a communicable disease, you can go into a detainment camp indefinitely, with no rules for how to get out. And that's just going to be to round up political dissidents like you and me. You know that's how it's going to be used.
Of course. Hence why we're not in New York.
Correct.
God bless Texas.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, look, and God bless America. That's why I have this background on here, because you and I both believe in liberty, personal freedom, and of course, medical freedom.
100%.
As a critical pillar of our philosophy. I just want to, what you've already showed us here, Alex, is quite remarkable. I want to encourage our viewers to check out the rest of your presentation at your website, freenowfoundation.org. And I'm really glad that you are doing what you're doing in the state of California with all your other, you know, volunteers and, you know, coworkers or whatever, whoever's working with you. There's a lot of good people fighting for the truth right now, and you're one of them.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a ton of good people, and, you know, you're one of the more prominent people. So I thank you for all your work and standing up to the bullies.
Well, thank you. We're doing what we can here. We're trying to help ease human suffering and save lives and educate and uplift people. So our viewers are all on the same boat with us. So thank you for being here today. By the way, are you cold? Because, I mean, I'm wearing this jacket and your shoulders are bare and I have the air conditioning way turned down here.
I'm fine.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The animation, like of doing the presentation, kept the blood flowing?
Clearly.
All good?
Something.
Okay, I want you to, you know, get
or the
frozen over
from
there.
Your attack dog by my feet over here.
Oh, is he? Is
no,
he?
No, he's not
chilling?
That close.
Oh, okay.
He's chilling out.
No, he probably likes you, so it's okay.
I love dogs.
Yeah, you are. You're a dog person like I am. We love animals, but, you know, we feel compassion for all living things.
Yeah.
Children or animals or fellow human beings.
Like your goat.
Yeah, I know. Like my goat, who's suffering right now, and we'll see how that goes. But we're up against an anti-human, evil agenda that seemingly wants to thrive off of human suffering.
That's right. And if you want to support the lawsuits in California to prevent this medical police state, Free Now Foundation has 5 lawsuits to stop the medical police state. And you can join our club called the Legal Warriors Club, or you can support us in a bigger way. But these lawsuits are so strategically crafted, and we are winning. We're one of the few groups who's winning, and we are if not among the leading freedom nonprofits in California doing this legal work.
All right. Amen to that. Well, thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's great
to have you here. All right. Thanks for visiting Texas. And I know you're headed back to California. So we'll spread the word to all the fellow Californians that we're rooting for you from Texas here with a message of freedom and liberty. And also our slogan, come and take it. You know? Oh, yeah. But not the vaccine. Look.
Aww.
Rhodey's here. Hey, Rhodey. How you doing?
Hi, Rhodey.
Come on up. Yeah. Your head. Yeah, there you go.
Can I pet him?
Yeah, you can pet him now.
Hi, Rudy.
He's in petting mode.
You're handsome.
Yeah, let's put this down so the camera can see him. You doing, Rudy? You like Alex? Is she okay? Is she doing all right? Yeah.
Oh, was that good or bad?
Right. He purrs.
Oh, that's purring?
Yeah, he does a purr.
Oh, you had me scared for a little while.
No, he actually does a purr.
Oh.
And he feels comfortable when he's doing that. Yeah.
Oh.
Good boy, Rudy.
Hi, sweetie.
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, you're so cute.
Yeah, he's a purring dog.
That is so cute.
Yeah, when he's not a weapon of destruction. Good boy, Rhodey. Go get your toy.
Go get your toy. Yeah, go get it. Yeah, go get it. It's over there. Go get it.
All right, he's cool.
He's so cute.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for joining us today. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com with Alex Meyer from freenowfoundation.org. Take care, everybody.
A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.